We're doing the Nitzivot Shalom and Parshat Nitzavim and Nistot Lashem Elokeinu and Nigdot Lanu Levaneinu. The hidden things are Hashem's responsibility, the revealed things are ours. Ita b'Torat Avot, Mimran HaSab HaKadosh Mislonim Zchoto Yegen Aleinu. In the work Torat Avot from the grandfather of Slonim, it says that Nistarot Merumaz Al HaMachshavot. When the Torah says the hidden things are Hashem's responsibility, the Torah is referring to our thoughts. Im Yehudi Chafetz L'Tahir Machshavotav. If a Jew wants to purify his thoughts, shanistarot, that the hidden things, his thoughts will be yiyu l'Hashem Elokeinu. How will he attain that? That state where his hidden thoughts are dedicated to Hashem. Haderech lezeh, the path to attain that, he al yedei v'aniglotan ulvaneinu, lasot et kol divrei Torah zo. So the pasuk is talking about our responsibilities. Hashem says, the hidden things I'll take care of. If someone's doing a sin in hiding, that's my problem. If they're doing it revealed, that's your problem. But the Hasidish interpretation is, in order to attain that one's hidden things, one's thoughts, will be dedicated to Hashem, one can attain it through enacting that his revealed things, his revealed actions, will be in accordance with the Torah. Hainu al yedei she'aset kol ha-mitzvot ha-masiyot. Through the performance of the act of mitzvot, shekulan mekudashot u'mtarot yehudi, because they each, the mitzvos, purify, sanctify a Jew. Kmosh katuv, kiddushanu b'mitzvotav, asher kiddushanu b'mitzvotav. We say it even in the blessing. Hashem gave us holiness through the mitzvot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kiddush Yisrael al yedei ha-mitzvot. Hashem gave us holiness through the mitzvos, shekol mitzvah sheyehudi mekayem, mekadesh toto umtaheret gam et ha-machshavot. Every mitzvah that a Jew performs sanctifies him and also purifies his thoughts. ועל ידי שם קיימת כל דברי התורה הזאת, מגיע לכך שגם נסתרות השם הם לשם אלוקינו. And through performance of the Torah, a person attains that level that his thoughts are also dedicated to Hashem. At first glance, it's hard. I have other things I want to think about. When I say other things, I'm not talking about our jobs. That's part of serving Hashem. We're talking about the things we know Hashem doesn't want us thinking about. And how do you get there? So here we have a concept which is repeated, sources not really in Hasidut, even though Hasidut stresses it. The actions affect our thoughts. Behave like a kind person, talk like a kind person, your heart will become a kind person. Talk like a humble person, behave like... It works. That's what Maimonides writes in his introduction to Pirkei Avos. You want to know how to acquire a trait? Behave like you have it. That's one of the scary things. So there are many sources for this, but the concept we understand.
Humility, yeah. Humility has to work the other way around. Humility has to start with your thoughts, the outside.
Who said? I think Maimonides says contrary.
Like Sharim says, I heard Sharon humility once, and says that humility is the one trait that it's like even worse to be fake with it, like to be a fake humble person.
Don't know. You wanted to say something or just that?
Another thing I was going to ask is that what about people who do all these mitzvot, but they have no time for them, they have no emunah, they're okay, they just do it because it's stam.
What do you mean by stam?
Like they grew up in a house that does it, so they don't actually care, but they just do it because it's tradition.
So that he discusses in other sections. I don't know if we'll get to that here. Depending on how you perform a mitzvah will define how much the mitzvah affects you. You're right. Not all performance affects the same way. Meaning, I often say that guys shouldn't be discouraged when they see little kids who do or who can rattle off things by heart. And they, you know, a guy's breaking his teeth learning Asher Yatzar and he visits someone's house and the 3-year-old is saying Asher Yatzar after they go to the bathroom. You can't gauge yourself against them. They don't even understand what they're doing. They could be saying Mary had a little lamb for the same price. You're right. People do start off that way. And there's a difference. Obviously, mitzvah without thought has very little impact on the person that has some, but very little. That's true, right? And going with this line of reasoning, we could explain it another way. But first, we have to introduce with an explanation of a seeming contradiction. We read 3 weeks ago, the Torah said, circumcise your own hearts. ensure you aren't stiff-necked, you aren't brazen. Mashma shaleim nasot zot. Simple reading of the verse, it's our responsibility. V'ilu b'parshatenu ne'emar, whereas in our parsha the Torah says, U'mal Hashem elokecha et levavcha ve'et levav zarecha, Hashem will circumcise your hearts, la'avat Hashem elokecha b'chol levavcha, to love Hashem with a complete heart. Hainu, shakadosh baruch hu yaseh zot. The parsha seems to say, God's going to do the work. So we can explain, when we look at the verses in Parshas Ekev, when the Torah says, you will circumcise your heart, Rashi says, that's talking about a sealed heart. That one explains the Rebbe of Slonim, that within a heart, or on top of the heart, there settles potential for evil. That when a person does things that are wrong, so then, so to speak, his heart gets covered. The more things he does wrong, the more coverings there are to the heart. And that's where the Torah says, remove the covering of the heart. Don't harden yourself anymore. That's a person's own job. It's a person's own, it's within a person's control. A person can contain himself. Our parsha, where the Torah says Hashem will circumcise the heart, that's talking about a different aspect. That's talking about loving Hashem. Two different types of, so to speak, circumcisions of the heart. If a person did his end of it, he removed the things he was doing wrong, a person might still find himself very distant from the level of loving Hashem. That's a very high level, like the Rambam writes. How do you get the love that's fitting? The fitting love of Hashem is that a person is lovesick, where a person feels he's constantly desiring that closeness. Now, a person is going to say, I can't get there. How am I ever going to be lovesick for Hashem? I can understand the person's lovesick for his fiance, but for Hashem, how you get there? So that's where Hashem says, I'll help you out. If you do what you can do, so then I'll help you. If a person prepares himself, if a person makes his heart open to it, if a person ensures that his behavior is fitting, so then Hashem says, okay, then I'm going to help him out to take that next step. I'm just translating, because it's going to take too long to read the Hebrew and the English. And based on this, we could also explain our pasuk. Hanistarot, the hidden things are Hashem's responsibility. That's the level of loving Hashem. Okay, that's a high level. Hashem says, I'll help you out with that. But the way to attain that is by dealing with the revealed things, and that is that a person takes the mitzvot that he knows, the mitzvot that are his responsibility, and he does the best he can with that. So that's the second line of reasoning that he's saying. The hidden things are to Hashem. Hashem's responsibility is to help me reach a point of loving him, but I first have to take care of my responsibility, that my actions should be in accord with what the Torah wants me to do. So there's more to say, but we're out of time. The next thought is really nice. Okay. I say we end class, and whoever wants to stick around another 5 minutes, it's worth hearing his next thought from the Baal Shem Tov. Yeah? Okay. So Laila Tov to everyone, and anyone who's curious can stick around. The Baal Shem Tov, Laila Tov, Laila Tov. The Baal Shem Tov says, there's a medrash that says, every day a heavenly voice comes out from Mount Sinai, and no one hears it. So the Baal Shem Tov asks, why don't we hear it? And if we don't hear it, so why does that heavenly voice have to come out? So the Baal Shem Tov answered that sometimes a Jew feels that there's an inner arousal to do tshuva, and he doesn't know where it came from. Suddenly from within, he feels like, hey, I should be coming back. And that inner arousal is from that heavenly voice that comes out from Sinai. The heavenly voice that comes out from Sinai, we don't hear, but our souls hear. It's as though it's knocking on a person's soul. And deep down inside, a person hears the calling. And that's what arouses his conscience. The job that a person has when he hears that voice is to grab hold of it.
Any thought that we have to teshuva is actually emanating from that voice?
I don't know if any thought. He's saying sometimes a person has thoughts that seemingly come out of nowhere. He was so distant from it, and suddenly there's a voice, that there's a drive. And he says, there a person has a job to grab that inspiration and work with it, move forward with it. And based on that, we could explain when the verse says, the hidden things are Hashem, that's talking about that inner voice that comes and knocks on a person's soul and says, come back. That's coming from above, the hidden voice. And his job is, lanu vanenu, to act on it, to move forward. And alluded within this is the idea of Shabbos. Because the essence of Shabbos is really hidden. As our sages tell us, when Hashem came to give Shabbos, He told Moshe Rabbeinu, I have a treasure in my hidden treasure chest. That's Shabbos. Yes?
This heavenly voice that provides inspiration to people, is it the same heavenly voice that says every day who your churches?
Don't know. I don't think so. There is a hidden light, and that hidden light has revelation within the Shabbos that settles upon us. Even though there is some revelation of that light, but still the majority of the light is hidden. The light that shines on a Jew on Shabbos is the light that really shines on him the rest of the week. As the Zohar writes, all blessings that a person encounters are contingent on the blessing of the seventh day. And our sages say that the blessings that a person physically encounters in this world stem from Tosefes Shabbos, from the additions he adds to Shabbos. From Shabbos itself, you get the blessing to your spiritual part of life. From the additions, what you add before Shabbos and after Shabbos, that's where you get blessing for your physical life in this world.
And that all the days of the week are only really meant for Shabbat.
Right. All days, they all are sustained by the blessing of Shabbos. But he says this beautiful division, which he says in a few places, that you want to know where a person is enlightened from, it's from Shabbos. And that's the idea, Nistarot L'Hashem Elokeinu, that the light of Shabbos, that's the hidden, that's what's hidden by Hashem, that comes to us from Hashem on Shabbos. Vaniglot lanu ulvaneinu, the revealed things are our responsibilities. That's the idea of the light that's shining the rest of the week for us, stemming from Shabbos. In all circumstances, we keep the Torah, but we're doing it off of the light of Shabbos. Haniglot, the revealed light, is what enlightens us to do the Torah throughout the week.